For all those who appreciate the work that we're doing here on Standing for Truth, please hit that subscribe button because we are just getting started.
First question here is, why do Africans, and this is a common objection that I've personally heard numerous times from the evolutionists. So the question is, why do Africans have more genetic diversity? Evolutionists say this is evidence against a literal Adam and Eve because this shows that Africans are an older population.
Actually, having done several years of genetics and done exceedingly well at it in addition to my geology, the one thing I've discovered that it doesn't take time to increase diversity. It takes migration from one place to another, particularly if you're being chased by someone who's going to eat you. And you can then isolate in a little group and you become absolutely unique. So to give you a good example, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the pygmies, you know, the little ones, they are genetically descended directly from the Zulus, the really tall ones. So you've got genetic diversity really quickly, but there's a good reason, and it's to do with persecution. So you and I know, even in our modern world, the dwarf peoples, whether it's, you know, a defect or a food problem, they tend to get discriminated against. And if you're in the middle of the jungle and being threatened with somebody eating you for that deformity, you isolate, you run through the jungle. You can run under the branches, the tall people can't, and then you isolate and you remarry amongst yourselves and you enforce only those things that characterize you. So one reason why the Africans have got so much diversity is the opposite of evolution. It's not time, it's the fact that they've chased each other all over the planet. So, you know, white fellas can't jump, Africans can run, and their tradition is that they eat people, right? As much as that's unpopular out there, you get a tribal warfare over and over again, and people will separate as fast as they can. That's your far better explanation.
Well, that's a great response, John. I completely agree. I think you nailed it when you said the amount of genetic diversity is not necessarily indicative of time. And that's what these critics of young Earth creation seem to assume, because we're looking at different environmental conditions, a different history, for example, in some of these African tribes and groups. That's a great answer, and I appreciate that.